Shalom,
אנחנו קוראים
בספר. Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash, third volume, page 190, article The Time of Redemption. It is also on the Passover booklet on page 221. There is no English text for that one. You can ask questions at kav.tv and selected questions will be aired live. The writings of Rabash, third volume, page 2090, article 936, The Time of Redemption.
We have no better state than the time of redemption. Clearly, it is a development. It is exiting a bad period. One passes. We study from the four phases of direct light that in order to bring the creature to a state whereby on the one hand is a creature that is a created being opposite to the creator, and on the other hand he wants, he understands, he knows, he longs to acquire the quality of the creator, that is the creature basically come to a state whereby it contains within itself two opposite qualities. One is its oppositeness to the creator, otherwise it will not be created being outside of the creator. And also you should know, understand, and absorb all the creator's qualities. So for the creature to have those two discernments simultaneously, it needs to undergo a process whereby it gets to know one discernment and also the other discernment, and it contain both in a certain relationship, certain connection between them, whereby although he is opposite to the creator, he is equal to him, he resembles him, thus indeed he come to a state called adhesion, whereby the form of the creator attached to him, although all his strength is the opposite to him, opposite from him, from the creator. This process we are undergoing in four phases, called four phases, which were determined through the four phases of direct light. In that, when the light, the quality of bestowal, start affecting the point of existence from absence, develop it and bring it to correction, thus this connection by the influence of the light over that point, it turns out that include within it four phases. And they are called four discernments of direct light. Obviously, an influence of the light, however, the light affects in a way that is different each time over the created being. And accordingly, the created being is different and changes constantly with respect to the light. In the influence or bestowal of the creator upon the creature, there is an aspect of panim, interior, and achoraim, posterior. Those four phases determine for us in our reality four exiles and four redemptions. And we are now at the end of the development, exiting the last exile into the last redemption. Hence it is called the complete redemption, because there are redemptions prior to it that were partial. We've gone through them. I'm talking of the nation of Israel. It's been through them. And now it is before the last redemption. Each redemption, just as each exile, according to the exile prior to it, is more powerful and differs from the previous degrees, because they are degrees correlating to still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and obviously redemption, exile and redemption on the degree of the steel or vegetative or even animate are first and foremost without much awareness and understanding as versus what we are acquiring this last degree when we come to the degree of Adam. He resembles the Creator. Out of the oppositeness of form, a complete opposite of form, thus we reach a complete redemption. So here, because we are specifically also on the fourth phase of all those four phases, the last phase being the degree of Adam, the speaking. So everything depends on the awareness, understanding our participation, emotional, intellectual participation, participation whereby we understand and knowing it. Each exile is managed by the posterior, and each redemption is managed by panim, interior of the same force called the upper force, creator. He who create light and darkness. Maker of light and creator of darkness. So only in such way we are growing. And this is something we need to understand also in our days. According to the darkness, the degree of ego that is revealed between us, accordingly, we are also able to identify that all that Pharaoh, Aman, and all the other forms of the posterior of the Creator, Choraim, are acting on us and establishing, stabilizing our opposite form so that from within it we'll start acquiring the panim, the interior redemption. However, all that obviously come to us from one force, as there is none else but Him, and also in both appearances. With respect to us, we need to discover the love, good, that does good, and accordingly advance. So let's read the article.
Article 936, the time of redemption. The time of redemption is about to come, and we need to prepare ourselves better for the light of redemption, which is the exodus from slavery to freedom. It is known that you cannot come out of the exile before you are in exile. And it is known that the Holy Torah is eternal, and it applies in each and every generation.
Meaning, first and foremost, we need for ourselves and for dissemination purpose to understand that the recognition or awareness of exile has to be complete. It's not that we need to be further time in exile, more and more time. If the previous exile and redemptions in the previous three states were not dependent upon us, we could not shorten the exile to bring closer redemption, although what have occurred in Egypt, we will understand once that instead of 400 years, they are there for 210. This is a special calculation. So now we are, for the first time in our development of the souls or humanity, no matter how you call it, we are at a state whereby we can manage times. For now we are in the last state, the fourth state in which we are evolving on the speaking degree. We are done with the still vegetative and animate, now we're in the speaking degree. That is, we can determine in our awareness, our recognition, to what extent we will appreciate the exile we're in. Accordingly, we'll bring redemption closer, and according to the extent we'll desire and work towards redemption, also above our reason, obviously, because our reason is still of the time of exile, and we need to be above it to bring redemption over exile. This is called faith above reason. Then accordingly, we will be able to, yes, draw panim over achoraim, interior over posterior.
And also we say in the Haggadah, in the book of Passover, that in each and every generation, a man has to see himself as though he came out of Egypt.
Moreover, that all that have happened in the previous generation and previous exiles and redemptions occurred only for us to realize it correctly in our times. Only for that.
Therefore, we have to know the issue, the matter of the exile that we are in. And each and every generation must come out of that bitter exile. So, what is it? The Ari says that the exile of Egypt was that Da'at, reason, was in exile. That is, Da'at of Kedusha, the reason of sanctity. And also the matter of the Da'at of Kedusha in exile that requires explanation. The Zohar says that leavened bread and sourdough, Se'or and Machmetzet, are a single degree, which we call the evil inclination, or another authority, or a foreign god, or another god. And Bala Sulam explains that the Sitra Acha, the other side, the Klipa, the shell, and the evil inclination is just the will to receive. And this applies whether in mind or in heart. That is, that the dominion of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and the slaves of Pharaoh are the dominion of the will to receive over the organs. That is, that all the 248 organs, at the time that they serve the will to receive, are called the slaves of Pharaoh.
Organs are desires of their type, divided all in all into 248 and minus 7. 620. So it divides into minus 7, so it's 613, divided into Tarach, and Ramach and Shasa, 248 and 365. These are the parts that comprise our kli, and that kli we need in each and every desire reach from exile, whereby it works in order to receive, to redemption as it works in order to bestow. And it's not that each and every one to itself, rather the connection between them is what we need to correct. Meaning, in no one person there is a correction, rather the correction is always between human beings, where all our desires are working.
It is known that the first element, or the first phase in the work, is Lolishma, not for the sake of the Creator. That is, on the side of education, called the precept of people who are educated this way, and it begins specifically based on the foundation of the will to receive, that a man is given to understand. But the corporeal pleasures are not so valuable, because how many years does a person live in this world? However, by Torah and Mitzvot, one will merit the spiritual pleasure in the next world.
That is, if we want to bring it to the quality of bestow the panim of the Creator. However, because it is in a Chorayim, we have no choice. Rather, we come to it with the same values it is in. That is, pleasures, fulfillments, which fill up his desire to receive in a direct form. And this is the beginning of the education. Hence, we too, in dissemination, should see how can we bring ourselves closer to people's desires in whatever they need, whatever they suffer, as a lack, things they're lacking, and in what can we explain to them? We are bringing them fulfillment, we're bringing them the means for fulfillment. So to explain that, yes, our means is the right means, the only means for the true fulfillment, and not the false one that people promise it. And this is basically the work we need to do in dissemination. However, we should follow or going according to the people, according to the customer, so-called consumer.
And in this world, to merit success in the corporeal pleasures would be by keeping the Torah and Mitzvot, thanks to which we will have remedies and salvations and abundance in livelihood and success, and we will merit to live many years. Necessarily, a man by the side of the will to receive has a nature of laziness. That is, there are people who settle for bread and water. And there are people who also need meat and fish. And there are people who need nice vessels and garments of honor. And there are people who also need nice apartments. And it is all according to the drive that the man has, meaning that people do not want to work more than what is necessary for them. And each and every one has his own extent of how much is his necessity. However, to work in order to bestow, that is not in man's nature. A lot of this is because man was created with the aspect of the will to receive for himself. And since to merit the true pleasures, first we have to be rewarded with the aspect of dvekut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, meaning that one has to match his intention that it would be for the sake of heavens, called to bestow, which is the quality of the Creator, called the bestower. And that is against nature. It follows that one is laid in exile, meaning under the dominion of the king of Egypt. And as the body, guf, is called the will to receive, therefore there is no issue of man serving the Creator coercively, because with something which is necessitated by coercion, there is no pleasure. It is only a life of sorrow. And that only is the way of the Torah, meaning the way until we reach Torah Lishma, for her sake. So life is a life of sorrow, since one is on the path of coercion.
This is not an article, like a complete article, rather notes that he intended to speak about during the holiday. Hence, it is written in such abbreviated, condensed form. However, in general, it is clear. We had to try a lot in order to reach the understanding. How do we take people through life in posterior to life of anterior? And here, indeed, we are yet in the perplexed mode. Well, let's advance. Questions? Well,
John from Zichron asks, where is our freedom in order to accelerate our transition from exile to redemption? Where is our freedom in accelerating our transition? Where is our freedom? Yes, where is our freedom in accelerating our transition from exile to redemption?
Our freedom is in free choice. We have nothing more. If we want to hasten times, only in free choice. To the extent that I'm organizing more and more my connection with the environment, I call upon myself more influence of the light, and the light does the actions. I'm not affecting the light directly, rather only in us connecting together, say, in those workshops, dialogue circles, and awakening the light that reforms, and it works. I'm only capable of awakening the light. It does its job. I'm also incapable of dictating to it what to do. Rather, only his essence, raise its importance. This is in my hands, to raise the extra connection, increase the connection with the friends in all type of forms, and that's it. And once the light effect, then due to the changes, I start to understand what it does. From your actions, we know you. Only. I can't precede it. I can't know up front what will be the consequence. Hence, it is in faith above reason that we are doing things. We cannot tell. The light is always proceeding, advancing. Also, what I want to do is the light's action. And me going and connecting and realizing my free choice, that too is the light that is doing it. Hence, rather, I'm required kind of acceptance on my side. Also, this acceptance is managing. So where the true me is, that's a question, but we're not getting into it that much, because there it's like what the physicists are calling that the future affect the past and the future and the present. So we're not quite capable of being in it as yet. So, therefore, in one action, one free action, I can awaken things, hasten them, speed them up, shift them from Machoim to Panim, from posterior to interior, to the extent that I'm awakening the light. If I'm preceding the light, I'm preceding Panim to Choim, thus, to that extent, I am integrated with the good, and I'm in the acceleration of the process. And accordingly, I'm advancing. This is, all in all, our only action. Extra connection, constantly. However, with the intention for it to bring us the form of bestowal, etc., to the extent that we are more aware of what we are doing, then more and more we are are ascending to degrees of Adam, of the speaking, the development of the recent redemption, exile. So, the fourth discernment. All right? Yes, Zvika. Oh, for 2 weeks you're holding back.
He says here, and also the matter of the reason of sanctity being in exile requires explanation. What does it mean, Da'at Kedusha, reason of sanctity being in exile? What does that mean?
What is exile if you're not discovering that you're in exile, meaning that you're in exile from sanctity, from bestowal, from connection, from that degree that is above your ego? It's for that we need to come to it. We must know the achoraim, posterior, in order to reach panim, the interior. Yes.
So why is the first element or the first phase lolishma, as he says here? Why does it come out that lolishma is the first part?
Lolishma is the first phase, first thing, because I get to know myself, where am I, that I'm laid within my ego, and only from within my ego I am I only from within my ego I know myself, I get to know myself, I know the world, and I'm acting. However, along with me continuing to live as prior, now I only begin to know the quality of my actions. Who is activating me? The ego, the desire to earn on the expense of the other, disrespect to others. How it is revealed? It is revealed because there's slight light which shines and tell me that you are connected to others, as if, you tell me this way, that you are connected to others and you're working against it. This is what is called a slight recognition of evil. This way we begin to get to know where we exist. If I don't know this network, the light doesn't shine as yet, slightly. Yet there is a connection here. So I don't know, so I'm free, I disrespect everyone in a way that freely, simply, like, what do you want from me? And indeed, what can you demand of the person? Rather gradually bring him into such actions. And actions, because he doesn't hear anything, yeah? Such activities you need to undergo so that they will bring a bit of light, and then he will see that he doesn't want connection. Meaning, knowing that you don't want connection, basically you know that there is an element of connection in here and you do not want it. This is already a recognition of a state. Maybe not yet recognition of evil, yet recognition of the state. A bit more disturbances, more actions, more light awakened, and you already get to know, yes, we are all connected, but I don't want it. Well, that's already recognition of evil. Thus, more and more and more. I see no other means or tools. Rather, from your actions, we know you. This is how it is.
The lolishma that we talk about, are we in it now, or we still have to reach lolishma?
Lolishma means when a person knows that he is in a state of lolishma, not for the Creator's sake. Otherwise, what is it? What does it mean that he is in lolishma? He is in it or not? Who's claiming that? It is written in the books. How would I know I'm in it? In the books it is written up to the end of correction, but where am I? This is something I need to tell. No one tells me. So, can I determine specifically where am I? Yes. How? Only with relationships towards others, towards the environment, How can you measure where you are? Yes.
You taught us once that Lolishma is also a spiritual degree. You told us, listen, to reach Lolishma, it's quite a thing. You know, you have to reach Lolishma first.
Yes.
So what comes before this Lolishma? How do I reach Lolishma?
Before Lolishma, there is a lack of awareness whereby you don't know where you are. You can't determine anything. Just like that. You come, you study, you sit, absorbing things, doing certain actions, over and over and over again, and each drop joins a big account, a big pond. This is how it passes by. Years pass by, years and years and years, and gradually these quantities, these like photons, quantities of light, are acting and acting and acting upon the person, and he starts identifying where he is. Yes.
So in Lolishma, I feel that I'm bad. Is that what it is, that I feel I'm bad?
Lolishma is when you are aware that you are in Lolishma.
What does that mean?
That you're outside of the quality of bestowal. That is, you're in Ahoaim, posterior, and not Panim, not interior. There's one force that manages us, that created the desire to receive, manages it either through its Ahoaim, posterior, this is called the path of the ego, or through its Panim, the path of the light. Through the light. So when you understand that you're in Lolishma, meaning you're in posterior Ahoaim, not yet in Panim, whereby you're identifying a difference between Ahoaim and Panim. That's already an advancement. And when you later on come to Panim, there too you have fall into posterior, and then Panim, posterior again, then anterior. This is how you're advancing. Good? All right? What's on with your Asha all the time?
Just a scrutiny, you talked about four exiles and four redemptions. Can you detail it? Because we always talk about the first temple and second temple, and now we're about reaching the third temple, so...
I don't care about it, no. I don't care. You like history, I understand.
But we also teach that in campus, so...
I'm not a historian. Inside the exile of Egypt and Babylon, doesn't matter. No, success, we've been through it. We also been through it, and we only need to emphasize that we've been through it because we were must, we had to go through it, because these are degrees of self-vegetative and animate in our human development, and now we are at the fourth degree. Hence it is called the last redemption or the complete redemption. Well, what's the new renewal, the first renewal, or what's more adequate, or doing a workshop? What is it that you're preferring? I'm consulting you now. Workshop. Okay, well done. Who is it? Kola? Yelling there? All right. Yeah, that's... If you, the guard, are saying, then, all right. Okay, so here's the question. How does the Creator manage the whole of reality through posterior Ahoaim, and why? How does the Creator manage reality through posterior, and why? And whether by Him managing us through Ahoaim, what, there's no Panim there at all? It's impossible this way. Yeah, there has to be changes constantly. It's also in the Ahoaim, there are such periods and such periods, those periods and those periods, right? So, what does it mean that He's managing us through Ahoaim, posterior? Just briefly.
Managing us by the posterior, it's like he's coming from behind you, putting his hand on his back and pushing you forward slowly.
The Creator always manages us. It depends on our level of connection and awakening. Accordingly, we perceive it as a Choaim, posterior or Panim, and Tir, as we're aware that it comes from Him or not.
Yes, He manages us through the posterior. It's a kind of resistance in these kind of stings that He gives us, that even though they go against the desire out of lack of choice, you move forward out of this inner sensation. You just have to.
Managing in a way of a Choaim is in order not to take away from us the free choice, and we need to complement it, basically, or complete it through the connection between us.
Yeah. It's the free choice that we were given is to choose the environment and to constantly improve it and make it better. And this is against this feeling of the Ahuraim. We're working here with two opposites of two opposing forces. And we also see this way that we are in the Ahuraim, in the posterior, through our work on connection, on the connection between us, we discover that we are in this state of Ahuraim.
Yes, Ahuraim is when I don't discover that there's only one force, so I'm managed by many forces that I feel is Ahuraim.
By the Ahuraim, we come out of ourselves. This is what allows us to go above reason and cling to the group, to the friends, simply hold their hands and walk forward.
Yes, because it gives us all the options to justify, to go above reason, to ascribe to the Creator, to do as if it is Panim now.
So for this we have the Ahuraim. It's a kind of concealment where He doesn't show His face. Rather, He lets us work above reason and to work in opposition.
Rav, Ahuraim must be revealed in us in a complete form so that we will come to the revelation of Panim in a complete manner, thus the complete redemption. Hence, how can we reach a state whereby the state of the acceleration of revelation of the redemption, not by revealing the great sufferings that bring us the awareness of Ahuraim of posterior, rather by what can we get to know the posterior to its complete depth, and along with it do it in a way that we would like to discover it, would like to get to know it, to get closer to them. We will be able, and not escaping them. How is it possible to do so? Please.
This can be done by the light that reforms, that shines when we are in connection between us. And then also through the Ahuraim, the posterior are revealed actually as help, as support, as aid. How through them to transition to a new degree of connection?
Yes, it all depends on the form of the connection between us, its depth, to what extent we succeed in reaching this point of connection, and this is through whilst we're working with the crowd, meaning we're working together on the connection with the general crowd. What is it that we are passing through as a pipe? in that disclose to us the difficulty, the chorayim, the posterior, yet allowing us the chance, giving us the chance to see that it works on the crowd.
We have to see that each and every moment these forces around us, also inside of us, and the freedom of choice is in the end only in a connection between us. We want to draw light and also to pass on the light to others. Only by the friends, by clinging to them, and doesn't never mind what the situation is, there you learn everything. You just have to make a small overcoming over your desire, reach out to them, and there a world opens up that you didn't know before. Rav, by what do we reach the mitigation of the dinim, the judgments? By what can we go towards the revelation of darkness willingly and happily, that even the greatest, most terrible problems, in whatever they are, we nevertheless will be able to go through them without feeling any unpleasantness in them, rather the other way around. As Bala Sulam says, that all the dwellers of the world would chop off their hands and legs 7 times a day in order to once in their lifetime taste the taste of unity, the taste of adhesion. So how can we imagine this state where we, by ourselves, are inviting that great evil, that great darkness, fear, terrible threats, etc., over ourselves, and we see these things as desirable and good and pleasant? This is called the mitigation of the judgments, dinim. That the evil, the bad, exists, and its mitigation is also there. Can we describe that? Try. Well, we will try. When a person clings to the society so much so that the connection with the friends, the adhesion between them, is a lot more important for him, and he identifies with it much more than with his body and with his life. So anything else that comes is an opportunity for him to cling to the society even more, to justify the Creator even more, to see the caring of the treatment of the Creator in him even more, so that he can cling more to the friends and the Creator. So every such opportunity becomes something good, an opportunity to cling to the Creator. There is the example that Rabash gives, that he said once, let it suffer, that the body, the will to receive, let it suffer. Because by this he actually sees that the Adam in him grows. We also have to reach this understanding, this feeling, this attainment, that adhesion with the upper, that is the goal, and whatever happens with the will to receive, it's just an opportunity for us to cling even more to one another and to the upper. It is important that we won't let go of the upper, we won't let go of the Creator. We will always cling to him, that we will be able to justify whatever happens as coming from him. Therefore, we have to adapt ourselves, adapt the connection between us, the relationships between us, to the upper one. And then we are under this field where the light that reforms is working. As we know, in your light we shall see light. So all this, also the states that come to us, that seem to us as the posterior, as hard, as burdensome, we actually would see them as help from above, truly. And it is only through the light that shines, there is no other way. Rav, it is written that there's nothing in the middle. It's either sanctity or klipa, shell. Either panim, anterior, or achoraim, posterior. And indeed, there is nothing more than the light. And it is up to us how we read it, how we recognize it. either it is darkness or it is light. So, how do we make out of the posterior the anterior? Not that darkness comes to us or light comes to us. Rather, we are in the light of Ensof, and it depends on us, on our Reshimot, on our work on these Reshimot, whether we will now discover light as light or light as darkness. Yes? I want to hear about it. Please. How we, through our inner work, discover either light or darkness, and it depends only on our state. And it's not that something exists outside of us, something that is a given light or darkness. All right, let's go. Well,
by me asking, not for myself, rather for the sake of others, for the crowd, for the friends, I exit myself. I don't feel this darkness out of me exiting myself. I don't live within that sensation, within that place that it's a darkness. Obviously, it comes from within it. There's not as batim. Then that is good. That does good, because otherwise it wouldn't work.
Yes, to try to shift to other vessels, not in the vessels of this world, but in a different kind of examination where you try to move on, to shift, to bestow.
When a person go within his reason and receive posterior, when he's going above reason, he receive anterior, panim.
Yeah, the Creator gives us gifts every moment, and it depends on how much a person clings to the society, how much he takes on the reason of society, so that in every state he can see that it is actually light. It's an opportunity for him to cling to the society even more, and it's not darkness.
Hence, constantly we need to search for our additional inner kelim, that is, the friends, seeing how we connect it further, each to himself, and even further acquire new kelim from the public, and when more expanded the kli, the vessel, to an extent that I would identify myself alongside myself with the general kli of the Creator.
Well, Reshimo is Reshimo. It has to appear, and we only have to determine the right relation, the right attitude to whatever appears, the correct inner relation. And to determine the correct inner relation to the Reshimo, it is only by how much we are turning this inner knob and we become more and more sensitive to the connection between us.
Rav, what is the connection between our free choice and in what to our realization in receiving all the darkness as light, and to that extent to advance? What is the connection between free choice, whatever it is, to the ability in hastening development and discover all darkness, no matter what it is, as light? Please.
The free choice is actually to always choose the environment. It is actually the creation of the arvut between us. This is actually what gives us the power and the possibility to see the darkness as light. This strong connection, this confidence, the arvut between us is what can help us to see darkness as light.
Turning indeed whatever appears darkness into light, that sounds good. So I think that it all depends on the one hand on cleansing oneself from self concern and search for your focus within the friends in each and every moment.
It's only about how much do you invest in this environment that you have chosen already. They brought you to an environment, now you have to invest in it, as much as you invest in it, as much as you come out of yourself, and you think not about yourself but about others, but in all of that, you discover more and more light.
Yes, each day the light is revealed more and more, one's ego grows more and more, and if he's alone, he's not aware of it, he feels suffering, he feels only darkness. If to start with, he prepares society's connection with the society, and to the society invest in it, then he has a vessel for feeling light, no darkness.
Yes, our whole free choice is in the environment. And therefore, as much as one comes closer to the friends, as much as one enters the depth of the group, he truly attaches himself to the center of the group, whatever goes over him simply appears to him as light. It is all on the path to the revelation of the Creator, and he has to cling to the friends more and more.
Why, in order to reach complete redemption, the nation of Israel must feel resistance from the entire world and the cruel final resistance from the entire world? Please.
Ki ima itorut loba.
Because if the resistance, or if it doesn't come from our own side, the advancement doesn't come from us, then the world has to push us from the outside to pressure us, because they feel that we have something that we have to give the world. Therefore, this pressure will only intensify more and more, and it depends on us already in what form we will awaken to realize that we have a role that we have to implement in our nation through the unity between us, and then through us to pass the light to the nations, as we call it.
I think that may be for us to discover that we're in exile. So we need to hear it as if from the nations of the world, for them to pressure us. First and foremost, discover that we are in exile and that it is in our force, in our power. It is to come out of it. This force is in our hands. And I think that our role is to do that transition, to disclose to our people that they are pressuring us because of that.
Makes sense to me that against the complete revelation of 100%, you have to overcome 100% of the whole world, really, which is everything that was prepared in you in order for you to overcome it.
Such logic. It is in order for us to be able to realize our freedom of choice. If we will not receive all the rejections and cruelty of the whole world, we'll find a comfortable place to be in and won't be able to realize our role and a free choice and be indeed the pipe for the light to the world.
As the pipeline for the light for the world, Galgalta and I, we have no necessity by ourselves to come out of the situation. We have to feel the deficiency on the sides of the nations of the world, the complete deficiency. So we can feel it either as the complete deficiency out of the necessity to work towards them, or out of suffering.
In what way we will be able to use correctly the world's resistance towards us? In what way? We're using correctly the world's resistance opposing to us.
you simply use any pressure which is on you in order to apply another millimeter of connection inside of this nation, and the focus only has to change that whatever comes from any kind of disturbance, any kind of threat from the nations of the world over us, it is all excellent. It is for us so that we can cling to the Creator. However, it has to move into our awareness, and not only for us, but it has to spread throughout the entire nation of Israel.
We first and foremost need to feel the world pressure upon us, because we are responsible for what is happening in the world. We're basically the only ones responsible for what is happening in the world. We need to feel it right on our shoulders. And we need within us to create such unity that will have the power, indeed the spiritual power, to break through to the people and awaken it, waken it up and connect it to realizing its role with respect to itself and with respect to the world.
We can use this opposition, this resistance, in a way that, first of all, it gathers us, accumulates us. The moment that there is opposition, we come together, we become a mass, like a lump, in order to defend ourselves first. We see it in times of war and other such cases, that, first of all, we immediately cling to one another. Very quickly, it happens. Our objective, of course, is to show to this place that it's not enough that we come together against, but we have to perform an action which is which will give this the freedom from this pressure, the opening up, the release of this pressure, of this plug, the blockage that was created by the pressure of the nations of the world over us, and actually materialize our role.
Love. How, in all the external pressures, we will be able to see the hand of the Creator, which come precisely in line with our ability to connect and advance through it? How will we be able to see, in all the external pressure, the hand of the Creator aiming us towards connection and advancement? This is the question. All right, we'll move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.